This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Welcome to the show, everybody. The one true God here, Dr. Pimple Popper, will be stopping by to talk to us about disgusting and wonderful dermatological things. And now, let's start the show. And fade out the music slowly. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus in the booth, of course. Hello, everybody. This is God, God Almighty, your King. Welcome to the Godcast. Joined, as always, by my lovely and talented sidekick, Joan of Arc. Hello, Joe.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, boy.
Happy birthday.
Here we go. Here we go.
Sorry, yes. I hope we didn't embarrass you.
Stop. Okay, yes. If you follow the Twitter account, at the Tweet of God, you know about this because I tweeted about this on Friday. On Friday, the 26th, was my birthday, and
I
reached a milestone. It was the big one. Yes, I hit infinity. I am officially infinity years old.
God, you don't look a day over a Google.
Oh, Joan.
I mean it.
I'm metaphysically blushing. Look at me.
Oh.
Metaphysically.
It's true. It's totally true.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I never thought I'd reach this day. Infinity is obviously, it's a lot of years under my belt. But here I am. I'm infinity years old. And I look back on my career and I have made some mistakes, obviously. And creating human beings was the biggest one, obviously.
Here comes Jesus with the cake.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we got you a cake. Let me just light it. With my flames.
Joan is lighting the candle on the cake with her own flame.
They rarely come in handy.
She's perpetually burning with. Yeah.
Yeah, this time.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, right. Listen, I am sorry we didn't get you like a proper present, but what do you get the God who made everything?
I'm going to blow out the cake now. Here I go. There you go. Oh, I think I messed up your hair, Joan. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I'll put the helmet back on.
Okay, yeah, good. Thank you, Joan. Thank you, Jesus. This means a lot. Let's move on from this because I don't want to make the whole show about me and infinity, but...
It's your day. It's your week. I mean, it's birthday week. I feel like nowadays people celebrate birthday week. I've seen some even stretch it to birthday month. I think that's
okay. Let's not make this a whole thing about ordinary people because I don't really... care about ordinary people. Let's move on to the next topic. And I'm wondering, what is the buzz?
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
I just wanted to mention at the top something that got maybe a little bit lost in the ebb and flow of what used to be considered life and what is now just called Twitter. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, everybody's favorite she-fascist, put out a tweet last week and it said, God created only two genders, only two in all caps. Mm. And then accompanying that was a video of her putting a sign up outside her congressional office that says there are only two genders. Margie, honey, you're wrong. I did not create only two genders. Now, in your defense, I understand why you might think that. In the Bible, it does say, I created Adam out of the dust of the earth, and then I saw he was lonely, so I knocked him out, removed a rib, and made that into a woman. And when you hear that, That makes sense. That makes total sense. I mean, you hear that story and you think, right. Well, duh, of course. That's science. That's as sciencey mm-hmm. as it gets.
There it is. It's right in the Bible.
Right. But the truth is, I created more than two genders. In fact, I created 89 genders. Now, ultimately, I did toss a lot of them out. There were actually three that were self-pollinating, which on a person I discovered is just messed up. But there are multiple genders, much more than two, that are out there. And once there were more than two people on Earth, once there was more than just Adam and Eve, I started doling them out. Now, I'm not going to stop the biblical narrative every time I create someone with a new gender, because that would slow everything down. You know, people would get bored and stop reading before they got to the best part, which, of course, is the kosher dietary laws. The kosher dietary laws are the best part of the Bible. The whole thing is built into the kosher dietary laws. But I created many, many genders, Marjorie, and presumably you're one of them. But don't put yourself on my level. Don't presume to know the way that I think or the way I work. As is well known, I think this has been pretty well established, I work in mysterious ways. Mm-hmm. I work in mysterious ways.
Exactly.
Now, I also, I fail to work in extremely obvious ones. But to the extent that I work, it's in mysterious ways. So mm-hmm. don't claim to know them. Let me do my job. You worry about your job, Marge, okay? I don't go to where you work and lead insurrections against where you work, okay? So enough said. That's enough.
May I say one thing? I know I'm going to have to go to a lot of confession for this, but that woman is a huge cunt.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying—
I had to say it. She is.
I know. Just, there are,
she makes me so mad.
Joe! I have a contract. I have a contract
with Forever Dog. They've been very kind. They produce the show. They have a very reasonable, very loose code of conduct in terms of standards. And that word you just said is one of the words they have asked me very respectfully not to use on the show.
Next segment.
Player of the Week.
Are you at home? Are you by your bedside? Are you praying to me for somebody near and dear that you care about? Is somebody ailing? Do you want them to recover before they die? Well, you're wasting your time. The only way I answer prayers is through going to Apple, going to the Apple Podcasts app, reviewing this podcast, and in the context of that review, which I recommend be 5 or more stars, you can put your prayer in it. And if you put your prayer in it, there's a chance that I will answer that prayer, as I am about to do with this week's Prayer of the Week, read by the incomparable Joan of Arc. Joan?
This prayer request is from @G2DDS. We get a lot of bugs in our finished basement in October. It's like a plague. Please make it stop. While you're at it, we have a mosquito problem in August.
Okay, so a twofold problem mm-hmm. here. The first problem is there are bugs, a plague of bugs, in October in his finished basement, which, by the way, I've seen the basement in question. It's not so finished. That foosball table is for shit. It's for shit. There's no way that foosball table belongs in that basement. It in no way matches any of the decor. It doesn't match the stools. It doesn't match the even the big screen. Somehow it doesn't match that foosball table. So
is
it's not
like
finished.
A man cave, or is it more like?
I'm sure this guy thinks it's a man cave. To me, it's more like a boy cave, or if you want to use the word man, it's more like a man grotto. It's like a man like recess, like in the side of a mountain.
And I feel like only you can really call something a plague.
Yeah, exactly. And I've done that, by the way. There have been two plagues involving bugs. Locust and flies, that's the 10 plagues. If you read the 10 plagues, two of the 10 plagues were locust and flies. And those two, along with skin disease, were my three favorites by far. But this is Prayer of the Week. I am God. I'm kind of in a good mood, so I'm going to answer your first prayer. Yes, I will keep all those bugs, the quote, plague, unquote, of bugs out of your finished, that's a double quote, finished, end quote, basement for October. So from October 1st until midnight Halloween, no bugs in your basement. But I am not going to call off the mosquitoes in August. And I'll tell you why. I love mosquitoes. Love them. They are my favorite creature. And I get asked all the time, or prayed to all the time, God, why did you make mosquitoes? And the answer to that is, I made people to feed mosquitoes. There's this perception out there, this typically narcissistic human perception, that everything revolves around them and mosquitoes are annoying. And therefore, why would you make mosquitoes to annoy us, mankind, your most precious, precious species? No. I made people to have enough blood to feed mosquitoes, and also for mosquitoes to spread malaria, which is, if you've never had it, I can tell you, a really funny disease. It's very entertaining.
Okay, well then, at G2DDS, you got greedy. You asked really for two prayers. One of them was answered, so I hope you enjoy your finished basement in October.
Yeah, November's gonna suck, though.
God has spoken.
Prayer of the Week!
Stick around. After the break, it's a pimple poppin' palooza with Dr. Sandra Lee.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
My guest today is a California-based dermatologist who rose to prominence over the last decade after she began posting videos of her skin extractions on YouTube. Now she has her own line of skincare products, and her show on Discovery Plus, Dr. Pimple Popper, has just launched its fifth season of exciting zit squishing, lipoma lifting, steatocystoma removing action. I'm happy to be joined by a woman who understands better than anyone else just what a bastard I was when I created Epidermis, the eponymous Dr. Pimple Popper, Sandra Lee. Sandra, doctor, thanks for coming by.
That is quite an introduction. Thank you so much, God. This is awesome.
Yes, it's great to have you here. I've watched every episode of your show. That's absolutely true. Before you get too flattered, I have to admit that I watch every episode of every show in every galaxy, because that's kind of what the gig is. But I really enjoy yours, as do millions of people. Millions of people enjoy watching your show, as do I. So my question for you is, my first question, why? Is something wrong with me and with all of us for enjoying watching something wrong with others?
I think that it boils down to, it actually makes people happy. That is really what it is. The people who like to watch these videos, it gives them a lot of like satisfaction and comfort. It relaxes them. A lot of people actually like to watch these videos before they go to sleep. It's like their bedtime story. It's their lullaby, which is crazy. And I realize it to a big extent, actually. Just yesterday, I posted a video, and as a joke, I put it in reverse. So instead of something coming out of somebody, it was being put back in. And you should see, oh, I'm sure you have actually already. You saw the horrors of it. People were just so upset about this. And so it's just this really interesting thing that I just happened upon, and realizing that people derived a lot of comfort and a lot of satisfaction from watching things being popped out of the body, things that are not supposed to be there.
A lot of these things are in a state of matter that's somewhere between solid and liquid, some kind of viscous thing where it's like, and I've seen you compare this to some of them to oatmeal, some to guacamole, some to all kinds of things. It's just a rich tapestry of bizarre stuff that I have allowed skin to accumulate in various people. It's really weird.
Yeah, it's all colors of the rainbow, and it often is compared to food. And we have no problem with eating after that, crazily enough. But, you know, it's just the way it is. I try to make it a little lighthearted for people, so people don't take it so seriously. And, you know, we can help people in a positive way and make people happy that are watching this, I suppose, and laugh a little bit. We all just need to laugh a little bit, right?
No, I know you make it lighthearted because I have a list of some of the titles you've given your videos on YouTube, and they include The Cheek Cyst That Cried Wolf, A Dr. Pimple Popper's Valentine's Day Celebration, and Gotta Catch 'Em All, Pokemon Lipomas. Is it lipomas or lipomas? It's whatever I say it is, really, but what do you think it is?
I prefer the former, the lipomas, but you can lipomas. Say whatever you like. Yes, you're the boss.
Okay. And the word lipoma comes up a lot on your show. Can you explain to the audience, obviously I know, but explain to the mouth breathers who listen to the show what a lipoma is?
I like to describe it as a little fat cell utopia. It's like a fat cell, an adipose cell, just decides to divide upon itself and make clonal copies of itself and then live in this own little world under your skin. They're benign. They're nothing to worry about, but sometimes they can grow to quite a large size. I mean, like the size of your head or perhaps even bigger.
And what makes them do that? Is that vanity on their part? Is that a kind of narcissism on these fat cells' parts where they say, I want more of me?
Probably. Or they just feel like they're the best and they want to just create collections of themselves. You know, they just want to wall themselves off and create their own little world, I suppose. But it's just a big glob of fat is essentially what it is.
Wow. Just for my sake, for reassurance for me, can you remind me, and again, all the listeners, what a wondrous thing at the end of the day the human integumentary system really is. How amazing the skin that I created for you is, just so I feel better.
It is, I think, the most important and the most spectacular organ of our body. But I mean, I'm probably a little bit biased since that's what I do for a living. But it is not only is it our armor, but it's how we present ourselves to the world. And it really was very, I think it's probably the easiest organ to boast about on social media because we all get it. We know what it looks like when there's some kind of issue with it. And so to make things right, I guess, you know, it's particularly satisfying. Because I think a lot of us don't really know what a diseased heart looks like or a lung or a kidney, but we know when the skin is messed up.
I agree with you to the extent that the skin is certainly the second most boastable about organ on social media. I applaud you and your naivete for not recognizing the first one. I've seen too many text chats. I've seen too many horrible things to not acknowledge the other one, but bless you. Bless you for your purity of heart. How did you wind up in medicine generally, and then in dermatology specifically?
Well, my dad's a dermatologist, so I think I was really, So there were textbooks all around my house of like crazy skin conditions, because my dad's a big reader too. And that's probably where I got my little subliminal persuasion there, something that they were all sitting around that I could just kind of peruse them whenever I wanted. But I mean, I think it also just made me realize at an earlier age than most how amazing the specialty was and is. He's retired, but he was a great dermatologist. And, you know, I had that person to kind of aspire to. And I took it to another pimple popping level, I guess, which is crazy.
And most dermatology, as I'm sure you would acknowledge, is not of the kind of visually bizarre nature that you see on the show, which obviously is attention grabbing. But most of it is of the routine, I'm a teenager, I have zits kind of dermatology, correct?
Absolutely. It's mostly just warts and, well, the basics are warts and acne and, you know, rashes and toenail fungus and, you know, dandruff and things like that, all that fun kind of stuff. But I mean, you know, it's actually really complicated too. There are thousands of skin conditions and diseases, and it's like two huge textbooks that we have to pretty much, as dermatologists. It's like it's a whole language in itself. So it's actually really fascinating. I mean, there have been comedy shows that have made fun of us that, you know, were one step above the Clinique counter, you know, and even Dr. Pimple Popper, that name is sort of poking a little fun at the specialty, but it's really like a fascinating and a really rewarding specialty as a dermatologist.
You have to admit, since you're talking to me, toenail fungus, pretty cool, right?
No, that's pretty my cool. Word. That's my, I hate toenail fungus more than anything else. Actually, I hate examining toes.
Okay. We have a bit of a problem now, Dr. Lee, because I'm so proud of toenail fungus.
Oh, really?
That's probably the best fungus I created. And you're telling me now that you don't like it. And I'm going to keep my cool here, but I'm a little insulted.
I'm really proud of you, though. I mean, the fact that toenail fungus is very, very hard to treat. It's really stubborn. I mean, that shows that it's going to be around.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I mean. That's what I mean. So give me some props is what I'm saying.
Yes, props.
Dr. Lee, Dr. Pimple Popper. By the way, I assume you were never Ms. Pimple Popper. You've always been Dr. Pimple Popper, like, right?
Yeah, but a lot of people will call my husband Mr. Dr. Pimple Popper, and he doesn't really like that.
Yeah, that's one honorific too many.
Yes.
When you walk into the treatment room on your show, the moment before you meet a patient for the first time, like, how does it feel? Are you apprehensive, or do you feel more like a kid at a pimple shop?
I guess it depends. I mean, I just don't know what to expect, I guess, behind that door. I never know quite what to expect. That's the main thing. But to be honest, I am not a true, what we call, popaholic. I call myself a born-again popaholic because I don't really have the personal satisfaction that a lot of the watchers have of watching something get popped out. Like, that does not... I get it now that people like this, but I am not the kind of person that has to attack somebody's zit or has to remove a squeeze assist or something. I'm not personally compelled to do that. So, you know, if I see something, it's just more me trying to figure out, you know, how I can help this person. I get excited when I know other people are going to get excited about it, but I don't personally have that, like, oh my gosh, this is... And that's probably good. It actually means that it doesn't cloud my judgment, maybe. You know, I don't get excited about something. I want to do this right.
But it sounds like, by your own admission, you do enable other papaholics in their papaholism.
Yes, I'm an enabler. Yes.
Because the first step in curing papaholism is admitting you have a problem.
I think that it spreads joy and happiness and goodwill and kindness and all the great things.
I completely agree. It just spreads joy and happiness. It also spreads this viscous fluid all over the treatment room, which is actually the most fun of all.
I've been sprayed quite a few times. I've been hit a few times, and certainly the ceiling and the walls have been hit before, and my staff.
Tell me and the audience, Dr. Lee, your favorite getting sprayed with stuff from human skin story.
Oh, I mean, there's so many.
I know, it's hard to choose.
Yeah, yes. It's more that really I have to really maintain my professionalism here. You know, like, I don't, if something happens like that, it's more like it's like you don't know where it went sometimes, or, you know, like if it falls on the floor. I mean, I've had things where they'll pop out of somebody and you have to, like, catch it before it hits the ground. You know, my girls all block things before I squeeze them because they don't want to be sprayed themselves. I've got it in my hair, and that's the worst because when you get it in your hair, it's like it sticks to you. It's like when you go to a campfire and you smell the fire in your hair, it stays with you. It's the same thing. It stays with you until you take a shower. So, you know, you'll turn your head from one side to the other and you'll catch a little whiff of it. And you're like, I just want to spray myself down.
And when you say it, what is it comprised of usually?
It's macerated keratin, which is wet skin cells. So imagine if you have a cyst that's, you know, 20 years old, that's like wet, dead skin cells that are stuck in there under the skin for 20 years. So imagine what that might smell like.
What is wrong with me?
Yeah.
What's wrong with me, Dr. Lee? I just, that's just not right.
You know, one of my staff used to work in a food warehouse, and she says it smells just like when a big pallet of cream of mushroom soup or cream of chicken soup would be returned and it had all spoiled.
I just want to let that olfactory image linger for a couple of seconds there for the audience.
Yeah.
One of the common themes of your show is that the various things, I've noticed this, the things you remove from people's skin are always the size of something. Now, am I right in thinking that the most common sizes of things are tennis ball and grapefruit? Or are there other sizes, other units of size that you use as much, if not more?
I use like garbanzo bean a lot. I use I'll use like a hard-boiled egg. I will some of the crazy kind of descriptions that I've had? Because some things can be really bumpy and strange looking. I've had one look like a Pokemon. That must be the title that you caught there. Because some things look strange. They'll look like a Cheeto or a shrimp. So, you know, I think those descriptive terms help people to really visualize or really get a handle about what, you know, as if they were in the room with us.
And you also describe, and this is true with the titles of some of your videos as well, the shape of them, not just the size, but you have videos that are called a bulb of garlic cyst, avocado cyst, English muffin lipoma, pinto bean lipoma. And I just because I really like and respect you a lot, actually, my question is, do you have any requests? Are there any shapes you would like a cyst or lipoma to be that you haven't seen yet? Because I can make that happen. I mean, if you want me to have a patient come in with six abscesses that collectively spell Sandra, I can do that. So this is your chance.
Really? I would like a cyst like the shape of like an Emmy or something.
Of an Emmy. Okay. Okay. It's going to require a little bit more work. I'm going to have to do some fine microscopic work on some sebaceous glands, but
tough,
I can do that.
Yes.
No. I'm God and me. All things are possible. Just some things take longer than others, but I can probably make that happen. So look for that. I'm going to say 4 to 6 weeks. Give me 4 to 6 weeks and a patient will come
in with
that.
We'll get the ball rolling though, at least. Yes, that would be really cool, actually. I don't know. I mean, there's just so many, there's just so many different things that it can appear as. And we're running out of stuff though. We're running out of ideas. So you got to give me some fresh ideas here.
Well, luckily I'm an idea God. I'm an idea God. That's kind of what I do. I've thought of a lot of things over the millennia. So I'm going to work on that for you. Cause again, love the show. And the pleasure of watching that show is it's obviously very visual pleasure. And this is a Godcast, a podcast. You can't convey a lot of the visceral pleasure of the show on this audio format. So I thought as a challenge, I would mention a few of the more vivid skin conditions that have come your way that you treat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask you to describe them as luridly and viscerally as possible for people who've never seen your show before, so they can get excited about tuning in to see your show. Okay, here we go. Candidiasis.
A candidiasis has a very distinct red border, like beefy red, we call it. And then it's usually studded with these white pustules. And it usually occurs in little nooks and crannies of our body. It's like the moist areas where... I know that's one of our favorite words, moist, that like really where yeast likes to grow.
That is an extraordinarily sexual description. You said beefy, studded,
yes.
Nooks, crannies, moist. I mean, that's a seller right there. That's the first one. Already we're like into really exciting territory. Necrobiosis lipoidica.
Oh, my goodness. You're pulling some things out of your hat here. Necrobiosis lipoidica is a condition that you can get mostly on your anterior shins and the front of your legs. It's like a plaque that has a lot of what we call telangiectasias in it, a lot of blood vessels that stud through it, and it gets a waxy kind of appearance, a shiny appearance. It's like the skin is super thin there, and it happens more in people that are diabetics. I didn't know this was like going to be a test here.
I'm not trying to test you here at all. In fact, nobody who's listening knows anything. You could say anything and they would believe it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help sell the show. So if you want to say something is like, it's when dragons come and fly in the room, whatever's going to work for you. Like it's really fine for me. I'm only here to help. I live to give. Erythropoietic protoporphyria.
EPP. That's what we say for short.
You know me. Oh, God, you still have it. Sorry, go on.
So porphyrias are like blistering conditions, and a lot of them are hereditary. The most common kind, like they'll get it on the tops of their hands, and it's from sun exposure, you know, and it's activating the porphyrins, I guess. And these are blistering disorders, and they're not very common.
I honestly just wanted to say those words and show that I could do that. Yeah. Because
very impressive.
But yeah, because I have people here who work at the production company who didn't think I could do that. But
yes.
Now
and
they
you
know
said
that
it
I
right.
Can.
You said it right too.
Thank you.
Those are really, well, of course you did. Well, I mean, you're the one that made up the words. So, you know, but yeah, I feel like that's what's so cool about dermatology too. There's so many different words like that, that a lot of times you'll sound impressive to people, but you know, they could just mean, you know, a wart on your butt. And then we are using some really big fancy word to say that.
Yeah. Stick around when we return. Actual skincare advice from the Bible. Seriously. Okay, now you may not realize this, but I myself, God, have a long history of practicing dermatology. Now, you, I think before the show, you said hello to my sidekick, Joan of Arc. Say hello again.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, doctor. I'm kind of fangirling, I'm not going to lie. I can't wait to try the SLMD skincare line. And
okay,
just,
okay,
I love all your Pokemon analogies. I'm sorry. God, you come first, but the doctor is probably second.
Now, Leviticus chapters 13 and 14 are all about skin conditions. And by the way, I'm not kidding. Look it up. Leviticus 13 and 14 are all about skin conditions. So I've asked Joan to read some passages from those two chapters of Leviticus and ask for your comments. Do the comments make sense? Is this good medicine? Is this better than WebMD? You tell me. I have three excerpts here. First one, Joan, go ahead.
Okay, this is Leviticus 13, 9, 11. When anyone has a defiling skin disease, they must be brought to the priest. The priest is to examine them, and if there is a white swelling in the skin that has turned the hair white, and if there is raw flesh in the swelling, it is a chronic skin disease, and the priest shall pronounce them unclean.
Dr. Lee, your thoughts?
Well, when they said something about something under the skin turning their hair white, there is a condition that does that, actually. And we say it's going white overnight. People do. You can have, alopecia areata, which is actually a pretty somewhat common condition where people get spots of hair loss. But what happens is if they get more hair loss on their head, they will actually lose most of their dark hairs and keep their white hairs. So you wake up essentially and your hair's turned white. So maybe that's what that's about.
That's exactly right.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Would you still agree that that it's the priest's job to pronounce that person unclean?
I don't know. I try to stay out of that. I don't know what, you know. Who can pronounce what?
So smart. That is exactly right.
Wise. Stuff.
It's never going to help you. Okay. Leviticus 14, verses 1 through 5. Joan?
The Lord said to Moses, if they have been healed of their defiling skin disease, the priest shall order that two live, clean birds and some cedar wood, scarlet yarn, and hyssop be brought for the person to be cleansed. Then the priest shall order that one of the birds be killed over fresh water in a clay pot.
Dr. Pimple Popper, that makes sense to you, right?
I don't know what some of those things are. What is hyssop? Do you guys know what hyssop? What is hyssop, God?
Yeah, God, what's hyssop?
It's like a thinking man's frankincense. What is hyssop?
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what any of that means, and I don't know how much that has to do with my skin. Like, I have no comments.
Is killing a bird over fresh water in a clay pot no longer considered a valid treatment for a skin condition?
Yeah, there's no over a clean pot. You can steam your face. You can steam your face if it was a hot, you know, boiling water there, but that's about it. I'm not going to kill anything over that.
I'm glad there's no more animal sacrifice going on in your office.
Yes, thank goodness. That passed my time.
I have a lot of ambivalence about the state of medicine today, but we'll continue this. Okay. One more excerpt from Leviticus. This is Leviticus 14, verses 8 through 13. Joan?
This is a long one. Okay. The person to be cleansed must wash their clothes, shave off all their hair, and bathe with water. Then they will be ceremonially clean. On the seventh day, they must shave off all their hair. They must shave their head, their beard, their eyebrows, and the rest of their hair. On the eighth day, they must bring two male lambs and one ewe lamb, a year old, each without defect, along with 3/10 of an ephah and the finest flour mixed with olive oil for a grain offering and one log of oil. Then the priest is to slaughter the lamb in the sanctuary area where the sin offering and the burnt offering are slaughtered.
Now that's medicine!
That's like crazy.
I'm sorry, but that's medicine, doctor. I'm not dissing what you do, but I'm just saying that is what healing is. That's what it was back in the day when medicine was.
I got it. Was medicine. Cool. I'm, was yeah, yeah. Was it? Was yes. Yeah. Now we're just got laser hair removal and we cheat it. We cheat it very much.
You do the best you can, yes. And I'm not. I can't emphasize enough. I'm in no way disrespecting you or your work, but 3/10 of an ephah of the finest flour mixed with olive oil for a grain offering. That's the best treatment for any kind of skin condition. And I know that. And I think deep down, you know that. And I don't understand.
I'm sure people have tried that. Are going to be trying that now too. Certainly. Because
you should. Again, it's all in the Bible. And again, I'm really not kidding. Look at Leviticus 13 and 14. Everything that Joan just read is in there. And everything she just read makes total sense. Thank you so much, Dr. Pimple Popper.
Excuse me, sorry. Can I just ask?
Okay.
That?
Oh, yeah. Right.
I just have a couple.
Okay. Let me just address. I'm sorry to impose upon you, Dr. Lee, but Joan here asked me to ask you if it was okay if she asked a couple of questions to you about her dermatological issues.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course.
Thank you, doctor. So my question is, like, when a patient like me comes into your office who was burned at the stake at 19 and who God has decided to permanently set aflame, what type of remedy do you recommend for continual burn scars? Because, like, I've tried aloe, I've tried vitamin C, the local apothecary in my quaint French village suggested horse urine. Nothing seems to work.
Burn scars are very hard to treat. They certainly are. It depends on the depth of the burn scar.
Very deep.
Yeah. Well, if they're very deep, I would consider like transplants. I mean, grafts. So like, especially interestingly, you know, what a lot of people do is we all obviously need our hands to function really easily. And if you burn your hands because they're so flexible, you need a skin that tends to be much more flexible. So we usually will graft tissue from the genital region.
What?
I have a patient who has a scrotal thumb. He has a scrotal tissue and hair growing out of the pad of his thumb. Whenever he comes in, I always introduce our new staff to him to feel his thumb because it really feels nice and soft. It's really actually feels pretty cool. And then I introduce my staff and then I'll always say like, do you know what that is afterwards?
And I just scrotal thumb.
I know, but it's fascinating. The body is fascinating. God, you've made the most fascinating, you know, it's an incredible thing. This human body.
So if you have a scrotal thumb, I'm just extrapolating. Yes. That seems like, so every time you hitchhike, it's an erection.
Yeah. I mean, it shrinks when it gets cold. Right. And actually, when you have that sort of thing, you actually have to, it's a staged repair where you have to actually, he actually had to have his thumb sewn to his pubic area for a few weeks to make sure the graft, you know, lives, and then you detach it. So he had his hand down his pants like for 3 weeks.
Well, I know a lot of teenage boys who are like that all the time. Anyway, that's the thing of normal. And by the way, just so you know, Joan's condition is compounded by the fact that she's perpetually on fire for eternity.
Yeah.
So that makes it, I would imagine, a little even trickier just to see the condition. It's hard to get close to her because of the fact that she is permanently on fire.
Right.
On
so
fire.
A graft would be hard because I am on fire. So getting near a doctor, even just to look at my oily T-zone, which makes me very self-conscious. Honestly.
But I've told this to her many times, Joan, you look great. Also, you're a martyr.
Well, I am a saint. I mean, come on.
You're a saint, you're a martyr, and you're God's podcast sidekick. You know, what the hell else more do you want? You want clean skin? Like, it's such a small thing. It's such a small thing.
Thank you. You're right, my lord. Thank you. And thank you, doctor.
Yeah, I mean, come talk to me when you stop burning, and then we can discuss the treatment options. Yeah, there.
That means she will never talk to you. Thank you so much, Dr. Pimple Popper. And new episodes of Dr. Pimple Popper stream on Mondays on Discovery Plus. Please check out the show. It is wonderful. It is gross, and yet it is also cathartic. Thank you so much, Dr. Pimple Popper, Sandra Lee.
Thank you for having me, God. This is amazing. So appreciate it.
I get that a lot. Thanks. That's all for this week's Godcast. I want to thank our guest, Dr. Pimple Popper, Sandra Lee, who I thought gave you some excellent advice about your skin, Joan.
Yes, she suggested that you not keep me on fire, so
Yeah, I'll get a second opinion. Until next week, take care, and remember, keep those scrotums off your thumbs.
Godcast is a Forever Dog production. Audio production and engineering by Left Handed Radio. Executive produced by Alex Ramsey, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and David Javerbaum. Original music by Gabe Lopez. Joan of Arc appears courtesy of Tara Sands. For more original podcasts, visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free episodes and exclusive bonus content from this show and others, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. And if you haven't already, remember to follow God on Twitter at the Tweet of God.
Forever.